Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. You can listen or download to this or any of the shows on my website at bruceallen.com. Just click the radio page, and while you're there, click the store page so you could buy my book. It's called A Dad's Point of View. We are half the equation. I also, as I said in my first segment, I'm really excited about the fact that my book has hit the shores of Africa, specifically Ghana. And there's a great blog with pictures of my friends at a little girls' school in Ghana, Swedru, Ghana, reading my book and other things that my son and I sent them. It's a very joyful thing to give. And if you want to give to them, go to that blog, and the address and information is there. Also, please like my Dad's Point of View Facebook page and follow me on Twitter if you'd like it, Bruce Allen. You can also, and I'm really proud of this, a lot of people ask me, how did I get where I am and how did I get my column and book and all that happening? And I gave a talk 2 weeks ago in New York in 10 minutes essentially about how I used social media, how I used the internet to build my brand, get a radio show, publish a book and all that. And that talk is in the blog section of bruceallen.com under the 140 Conference Speaking in New York label of something like that. My book is also on Amazon, on Nook. It soon will be available as an iBook, but dealing with Apple is not easy, and we haven't got that process done. Perfect book for anyone who is a parent or was a child. Speaking of which, that is the motto of my A Dad's Point of View Twitter chat, which is each Thursday evening from 6 to 7 p.m., Pacific Standard Time. Join us some Thursday. It's live, it's fun, and you'll laugh and learn, I promise. We talked today about hurt feelings. You hurt my feelings being the words my wife occasionally says to me. Occasionally not being true, she says it a lot. And I had an experience with a social media friend, and I use that word friend loosely. It's a virtual friend in which a mom was offended by my characterizing something in a tweet. She had expressed some frustration at being overwhelmed in her life about scheduling something to do with her kids' dance practice. And I wrote back, well, if that's all you're overwhelmed about, you're lucky, meaning that that's not real stress. Real stress is, God forbid, a sick child or financial or unemployment. In no way was I demeaning this woman. But she took it as a great offense that I was demeaning her as a mom, and I was belittling her. And it was a wonderful lesson for me in realizing how easily people can be hurt. And again, back to my non-PC ways, how easily women can be hurt. And it turned out, unbeknownst to me, because I didn't think when I spoke or tweeted, so to speak, that this particular woman is a pretty powerful presence on Twitter. And I apologized, but she wasn't accepting the apology. So I reached out to other Twitter virtual friends. And when I say virtual, that means somebody I've never met, never spoke with. I've only developed a relationship through Facebook or Twitter. And it's a fascinating thing that happens nowadays. Eventually, this woman's feelings were mollified, and she moved on and actually removed the threat that she was going to write about what a insensitive slug I was, which I think actually might have been interesting. It would have probably gotten me more attention than something positive, because negative things have a tendency to take on a life of their own. But nonetheless, my feelings were such that I didn't want someone to be hurt and think that I meant something I didn't. So happily, that blew over. But it was a lesson. It's a lesson in how we communicate. With my wife, it's really a matter of understanding her language, paying more attention and listening more carefully. My marriage is much more important to me than any Twitter acquaintance that I've never met or spoken with. But I would still rather be mindful of anyone's hurt feelings that I inadvertently cause, whether they're close or not. So that is the lesson of today's show. Today's topic, again, was hurt feelings. Next week, we'll be talking about the joy of meeting people, IRL, an acronym for in real life, versus our sometimes too ubiquitous virtual relationships, which are not the same. I learned this in in so many wonderful ways in New York. I want to thank my support team. First, the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dingen Dugan. He's my engineer and producer, and he is laughing at me yet again. And secondly, my wonderful cheerleader in chief, Les Carroll, who is the station manager at my home station, KZSB AM 1290. Thanks again for joining us, and please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.